calling. It's time for Singular at the Half. Now, back to the morning grind on 590 The Fan KFNS.
Morning Grind, 590 The Fan, Thursday edition of the show. Tim McKernan and Jim Hayes, Martin Kilquin, 1 week away.
I am fired up for this, brother.
Ultimate Christmas 2005, next Thursday, the Listener Appreciation Party. We're just giving stuff away. We are.
Hold on a second. If you say we're going to give away Nintendo 64s, you better be ready.
Wait till I read it. You don't know what I'm going to read.
All right, I'm just saying.
You ever read the book?
Meh.
We've got TVs, Nintendo GameCubes, and Nintendo 64
systems. I can't believe we were able to get a Nintendo 64.
You heard it here, brother.
Is that the EA?
People are going to be lined about front. 10 $250 gift certificates to Gettyker's. That'll come in handy. Spa gift certificates. Cruises to the Caribbean. DVD players. Caribbean.
Usually, no, I don't have a problem with that. It's usually a Caribbean cruise or a Caribbean queen. Cruises to the Caribbean indicates that you're going to get on the Mississippi River, shoot down south, and then go out the Gulf and then shoot around. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is that what's going on?
Well, I don't
know. Are you going on that Robert E. Lee, the McDonald's boat? How are you getting there?
The E. Lee Robert? I'm just reading here. It just says cruises to the Caribbean. You're right. They may just fly you down there. Boy, we cruised here. Now we're going right back.
See, I'd like to get a little information.
That's all I got. DVD players, tons of tickets, PlayStation 2 games, much more. Thursday, December 15th, a week from today, 7:30, Club Sevens and the Casino Queen, hosted by this year's Santa, Kevin Slayton, and the Fangirl Elves.
I am looking forward to that. So we got you two on Wednesday night, the KFNS party
on Thursday
night.
And you're shutting down the radio, what, Thursday,
and
Friday?
And I'm off on Thursday and Friday, and then some of next week because I'm going to Scottsdale with my brood. It's a good week.
What's Liz doing?
Oh, she's staying back here. Going to watch TV with the cat.
Thursday, December 15th, 7:30, Club Sevens Casino Queen. A free party for you, the listeners. 590 The Fans. Ultimate Christmas Party is brought to you by the Casino Queen, Super Smokers, Intellibed, Studio Bronca, Sport Clips, Gettyker's, and Crown Vision.
You don't want to miss this one. Free stuff and
mark
booze
the dates.
And bros.
What's next, that Intellibed?
Next Thursday.
Anyone know?
It's kind of like Intellivision, but you can play video games in bed.
Is that what that
it's
is?
A special no game. Idea. It's like the GameCube. Stedman's on board. We've been doing a little thing called the Shreveport Minute.
Because we want to get people fired up for this Missouri bowl game that justifies bad football.
We got called out by a committee member on the phone, dialed us up the other day, was upset because we made a few jokes. Yesterday we had Will Clark on from Louisiana to talk about it. Today, producer Joe's outdone himself. Mike Leone from the Hayride Diner checking in live from Shreveport on 590 The Fan. Mike, welcome aboard.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's doing, Mike?
We're doing great. Tell us.
We're waiting on the ball game, man.
Oh, it's going to be incredible, isn't it, brother?
Oh, yes.
Who's going to win that game, Mike?
It's going to be a kind of a toss-up, but Missouri got a little bit of age.
They do?
Yeah, I think Missouri got a little bit of age.
Well, you That's got that senior quarterback, Brad Smith, number 16.
Wait, did he say age or edge?
Did what now?
Nothing.
Is Rudy? So, Mike Leone, Hayride Diner. What kind of spot is the Hayride Diner? Should we tell the Mizzoura fans to come by?
Yeah, free live read.
I'm direct across from the Niketo Courthouse on Texas Street.
I can't understand it.
You got that? You got that crawfish over there?
Oh, we got all kinds of good food. I've been a chef for over 60 years.
What do you got? What's your specialty?
How old are you? Yeah, what are you?
Well, I got like lasagnas, meatballs, and spaghetti, and I got, catfish.
Yeah, you sound awfully Italian.
We got a nice buffet.
Let me ask you this, because I've heard tell that it's true, but isn't Shreveport the Italian food capital of the United States?
Well, it's pretty close to it.
Yep.
And I'm being an Italian, I know how to cook it.
Amen.
Mike Leone, the Italian from Shreveport. Now, we had Will Clark on, the former big league ball player. He's a New Orleans guy. He said there's a real rift between northern Louisiana and southern. He said they're coon asses in the south and rednecks in the north. Is there really a division there?
Well, that's about right what it is, but we all get along. Now, once in a while, we have a little squabble, who's the best. But I think we're running close.
You think it's a close tie for first?
Oh, yeah, we're close as far as our food now. 15, 20 years ago, it was different. New Orleans had us beat, but not now.
So Shreveport's made a big move.
Oh, yes. We got some good people here that knows how to cook good food.
Where's the temple located in Shreveport?
Do what now?
The temple?
Where's what?
Temple?
The temple?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't understand what you're talking about there.
All right. That's Jim Hayes, one of our hosts here, is of the Jewish persuasion. So yeah, he's making sure there's a temple.
One of the guys that works with me here, I'm not happy about it, doesn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and he's looking for a place to worship on the Sabbath. Do you provide?
Oh, well, yeah, we got two or three nice places here for that.
Oh, for that. That kind of thing.
Right around the area.
It's like he's talking about a bathhouse.
Where they're going to be playing football later.
All right. So are people fired up there in Shreveport about the game?
Oh, yeah, we get fired up every year.
How do you get fired up? How do you get it going down there?
Well, we got, say, 40% for one team and maybe 50 or 40% on another team, you know. It's always like that.
Sounds Mike, like an incredible time.
Mike, tell me about the folks there. What are the folks of Shreveport like?
You'll find the nicest and the friendliest people in the world right here. I guarantee you that.
Sweet.
Now, if they walk in, if our listeners walk into the Hayride Diner, and let's give them a secret code. How about a secret word that they could get a free meal if they mention it?
Well, all they got to do is mention my name.
Mike Leone, right there, and all of a sudden you're in.
Wow, that's the move. How close are you to the big old stadium?
Oh, about a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Oh, so that's right there, Martin.
And you're saying that folks stop by that you get the lasagna? Is that the move?
Oh, yeah, we got lasagna, meatballs, we got other good stuff, got a big salad bar.
Unbelievable, a salad
Do you got a sneeze guard on that salad bar?
The what?
The sneeze guard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a problem with that.
Who's the most famous Shreveportian?
The famous Shreveportian?
Yes.
Oh, right now, our mayor, I guess, because he's been real great. He's on his second term.
You know who's from that Shreveport? Is that Johnny Cochran, the late, great Johnny Cochran.
Oh, I know that.
You like him?
Oh, yeah, I met him several times.
Nice man. No longer with us. Rest in
peace. He's a hell of a nice guy.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, the glove doesn't fit. Gotta quit.
Amen.
Hey, the mayor's going to be on our show next week. We're getting people ready for the Independence Bowl. We're talking to Mike Leone of the Hayride Diner in Shreveport. Now, if I came down there for, let's say, I like to make a week of it when I go to a bowl game.
Especially something like the Independence Bowl.
You get the lasagna.
Get the lasagna and then, you know, beware the sneeze guard. But what should I do? Where should I go? What's a can't-miss opportunity in Shreveport?
We got several good places to go, but I got a good little place here, diner here. I'm serving some good food here at lunch. In other words, we just open for breakfast and lunch, close around 2:30.
Oh, you shut it down for the day?
Oh, yeah.
That's the move, Tim.
Yeah. I don't have enough help, see.
What about other events other than me stuffing my face? Where should I go? What should I see?
I'm telling you, you can go to that antique vehicle museum.
He's got one of the finest places around town, Ernest Supper Club.
Okay.
He's got the finest. Me and his daddy worked together about 50 years ago. What?
See, these schools that are going to Pasadena and Tempe, they don't get it.
Now, what about, is Ronnie Millsap in town that week?
He's here on the 9th.
Oh, I got to come early.
This is going to be incredible. Weekend,
what kind of food do you get at the supper club there?
He's got all kind of good food like you would get in New Orleans, you know. He's got a lot of New Orleans type food there.
Like a po' boy?
He got seafood. He's got steaks. He's got a little bit of everything. And he's great.
Mike, finally, predict for us. Who wins it? Missouri with Coach Pinkel, his troops come in fired up, and then Steve Spurrier coming in from South Carolina. Who's going to win?
Well, I would say Missouri going to win about 3 points.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Inside word. Nice.
You know, that's what my thinking is.
You do any gambling, Mike?
I do a lot of gambling.
There you go. What do you play? Where do you play?
Oh, I play blackjack at the boats. We got several boats around here.
Do you making a lot of money doing that blackjack?
Hmm? Well, I've done all right.
There you go. That's why you can shut down at 2:30 in the afternoon.
I've done all right since they've been here.
Listen, I got a friend of mine who is we call him a pervert. He likes to go to the strip bars. Do you have any strip bars in Shreveport?
We got one of the finest you ever seen in the United States.
I am on board. I am now on board with the Independence Bowl. What's going on at that strip bar?
Do what now?
Well, why is that so good? I mean, I've been to some good... he's been to some good ones.
Got plenty of good business around him.
Really?
Got some pretty girls up there at the strip club.
I bet they got a lot of meat on them, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of that here? What's the name of the joint?
Hey, I can't pronounce. Let me get my granddaughter. She can.
Okay.
She just got done working the late shift. She's got a little snow under her nose.
She's refilling the buffet with sliced beets.
Oh, the time kill music.
This is unbelievable.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
hey, what's
ma'am.
Doing?
What is your name, Mike's granddaughter?
I'm Connie.
Hey, Connie, how old are you?
22.
Oh, perfect. You are a stripper. Do you know about the strip club down at the one your grandfather was just telling us about here on the radio?
Illusions. I think that's the name of it. I've been there a few times.
Really? Do you work there?
Here we go. Watch out now. Tim's going to get very excited.
Why am I all of a sudden feeling like I'm riding down a hill? Have you ever worked at Illusions?
Sir?
Have you ever worked?
No, I have a friend that works there.
Nice. Does she have a bit of a coke problem or a couple kids?
No, she dances.
Nice.
She just
like
wants
it?
To perform, Tim. She just wants to express herself.
Do you like it, Connie?
I mean, it's fun. I enjoy going. I have a really good time. They have fun Tim's with going. Me there.
They have what?
They have a good time with me there. All the strippers there.
What do they do? Pull you up on stage?
No.
What do they do? With, hold on a second, Connie. You say they have a good time with you. What do they do with you?
Just talk.
Nah. Talking's not a good time. What are they doing with you?
Oh, Papa said he wants y'all to come by the diner. He's going to feed y'all.
Well, we'll do that, but I don't know what's going on with you and Illusions. That's what I want to know. I want to know what's going on with you and Illusions. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just my good friend. She works there. She's worked there for a long time.
Is she a good-looking woman?
Yeah, she's a good-looking woman for an older lady.
Oh, how old?
What, is this a
not
cougar bar?
Older, but she's 30, 32.
That's not bad. So have you ever been with a woman, Connie?
No, I have not.
I think you might have been with a woman. You can tell me. Come on. Don't worry about it. Nobody's listening. Come on. Just tell me. Tell me yes.
No, I really haven't.
I think you have. I think you're lying to me. You're a dirty
girl. No, I'm not.
You're a dirty girl, Connie.
Connie,
but not with another girl.
Maybe, but without that one.
Oh, dirty, but not.
Oh, really?
Oh, all right. Connie.
Say, can you send a picture to the Morning Grind at KFNS.com?
Okay.
Seriously.
They don't have computers
picture,
there.
We want a picture.
Let me see a pen. What is it?
Nice. The Morning Grind at KFNS.com.
K
as in killer, F as in Frank, N as in nano, S as in
stripper.
Steven.
Terrific stuff.
.com.
The Morning Grind at KFNS.com. We'd love a picture of you and Papa.
We'll put it up on the board here, and everybody will get to see you, and I bet you are a vixen. What do you look like? Tell me about what do you got going here.
I have some customers, so can you talk to my Papa? Hang on.
I wonder if they got
that's the move.
Did I just get the Heisman?
What are you trying to do with my granddaughter here now?
Yeah, she told us that she likes to go up to that Illusions, and she's very good friends with the strippers. That kind of caught me off guard, Mike.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's all right.
Perfect.
Dad, you need to come by and tell you some of the famous people I fed.
Who?
Who?
Like President Kennedy, John Wayne. I fed him every night for 7 weeks.
Wow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
What was John Wayne
making
stuck
a movie there
for?
John Wayne was a hell of a nice guy.
Why was he in Shreveport for a week?
He made a show with a horse soldier back in the 50s, and I fed him every night for 7 weeks.
Wow.
I got to say, this feels like a TV piece.
In fact, we got so close, he named his son after me.
What did he name his son?
Wayne. Man, that's great.
Michael Wayne.
Man, that's great.
Man, this is interesting.
Hey, Mike, appreciate your time. Good luck dealing with the masses over the Independence Bowl weekend.
All right, y'all going to come by and see us?
Yeah, I think so.
We're
now I'm
try.
On board after hearing about that Illusion.
Yeah, we got one of our guys here, a little dirtball, and once he heard strip clubs, now he wants to go.
All right, then.
All right, hold on there. Mike,
peace Mike, in the Middle
thanks,
East.
Mike.
That's Mike Leone from the Hayride Diner down there. He once served it up for, I was going to say, Mike Wayne, John Wayne.
What are the chances that that girl is attractive?
Hey, now, Papa
is
still on hold. They're
belt,
talking
brother.
To Joey.
I think it's a lock.
We're going to find out.
What are the chances that she can figure out how to send a photo via the internet?
She's now asking her customer, what's this whole internet thing?
If we get a picture of her,
I need to see me a pen. I got to tell you, Joe, that was a good job. I thought we were being punked.
That was great. That's the best guess we've ever had.
I think that was Ellie Mae from the Clampets.
This is the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan.